This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
You hear a lot about central banks printing money these days, both here in the U.S. and in Europe and in Japan. And in many cases, that money printing requires some outside help, which is where a company called Fortress Paper comes in. The Vancouver-based firm makes special paper for banknotes with a particular focus on security. Chad Wasilenkov is the company's CEO, and he is with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
How fast are we moving forward in that area? Are the notes becoming much more secure than they used to be?
Absolutely. It is sort of the driving force within the industry. If you think about a piece of currency you might hold in your hand, it could be worth $100 or $1,000, yet it's really only a few pennies to produce when you're producing it on mass scale. Nobody wants to be the first or very cavalier or take a chance on a new security feature, so it's very hard to get them implemented and adopted. Once it has been tested and one of the countries will run with it, then they can get picked up quite readily around the world because everyone is looking for these new features to, again, stay ahead of the counterfeiters.
What's the most advanced new security feature that you use?
We've actually just finished developing a new feature. We've spent almost 9 years on it. We take two very thin sheets of banknote paper and we bond them together. Right before we bond them together, we cut holes in each side and then put molten polymer in the middle. So your banknote can have these transparent or see-through windows. So it helps eliminate the color photocopiers, the scanners, and things like that. Plus, it gives a lot more design features of what we can actually hide inside the banknote, and then you can actually see it through these transparent windows.
Now, I have to say, it's kind of surprising that you could tell me all that information about how you make this thing.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. So we're not giving away too many trade secrets. And by just having a banknote in your hand definitely doesn't give you the ability to make it or replicate it.
What's being phased out when it comes to security technology?
So the hologram, which we're all familiar with, was originally produced and created for the banknote industry. But as it goes through its life cycle, then it becomes more readily available, easier to replicate and produce. Now you can go down to any dollar store. You can get kids' stickers. You can get wrapping paper that have these hologram-type images. And now you can replicate it.
What country around the world is doing the best job in terms of secure currency right now?
It's commonly known that the Swiss franc is the industry standard or the gold standard. It has more security features than any other banknote. It's never had a professional counterfeit attempt. It's very expensive currency to make, and they're willing to put in a lot of extra bells and whistles, so to speak, because it is a calling card for them. It's a representation of their country, and one of their biggest industries is the banking industry. So again, they view it differently than just strictly a transactional device. But a lot of other national banks just wouldn't be willing to pay up to go to that extreme.
Chad Wasilenkov is the CEO of Fortress Paper in Vancouver, Canada. Chad, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.